Hey everyone, welcome back to Module 2 of Choose the Code, Intro to Data Science. You might notice something a little different about us in this module.
Do you have a hat on this time?
Not just a hat, but a thinking cap.
Oh, is this going to help me think more?
Well, I'm hoping so. We might need it in this module. We're going to start diving into a little bit more about what is machine learning and learning some more data science / machine learning terms. Last time, we learned why it's important to learn about things like data science and machine learning. We talked about Netflix as one of the examples, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper and learn exactly how Netflix is starting to do recommendations of movies. So we're going to learn what a recommender is, as well as a few other machine learning classes that can help us solve other different data science problems. So let's start with machine learning versus data science. So we've talked about machine learning, we've talked about data science. What do these two terms mean and why are we kind of using them interchangeably? So if you see here, machine learning is just a single piece of data science. So machine learning is just the ability for computers to learn and grow when exposed to new data without having to be explicitly programmed to do so. So what I'm saying is that ML allows for computers to make guesses based on data that they've seen about events that has occurred in the past. So for example, Netflix is looking at all of our past history of what data we've watched before, what the movies were, and how long we watched them, in order to make recommendations on exactly what we want to see next. So data science is actually the whole science around machine learning. So machine learning is just a piece of that. Data science could include multiple machine learning models, just basic analytics, all sorts of stuff. That's kind of the science and why they are called data scientists and not machine learningists.
So I shouldn't call you a machine learningist?
I mean, I'd prefer a data scientist. I don't think anybody would know what you're going on, but maybe we should start a hashtag.
Maybe. But I think it's actually probably more correct to say data scientist anyway. But
we should stick with what works. Data scientists.
Got it.
Definitely works.
Perfect.
Being able to predict anything and everything using math sounds like one of the best superpowers in the world. I use it right away to predict the outcome of the lottery. I wouldn't have to work. I wouldn't have to do anything. I could just sit back, put my feet up on a beach. It sounds great.
Could you be data scientist, man?
I could. That'd be my superhero power.
Being able to predict the lottery.
The lottery. But no, unfortunately, as much as I want to be data science, man, it's not going to happen. So in order to actually use machine learning and help, you have to have a problem that is predictable, that's not inherently random. So machine learning doesn't work well on problems that are inherently random. So if there's no pattern, that means there's no machine learning.
Say it with us. No pattern, no machine learning. That's interesting. I didn't know that before. Thanks.
Yeah. So what is probability? Let's just do a quick primer on what probability is. Probability, as defined as a mathematical term, is the number of ways an event can occur divided by the total number of possible outcomes.
That sounds a lot of jargon to me.
Yeah, that's kind of boring.
Can you put it in an easier example?
Yeah, so let's take these four suits. We have hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs. If we had four cards, one of each suit, and we were to choose one of those cards, what's the probability of it being red?
Is it 2 out of 4?
Exactly. So you got this, Heather. So 2 out of 4. How did we get to that answer?
So it looks like there's a heart, and that's red, and the diamond that's also red, but the other two are black, so altogether we have 4. So it's 2 of them are red out of all 4. So it's 2 out of 4.
So you have a 50% probability of actually choosing red. What if we were going to choose black?
Wouldn't it be the same?
Exactly. It'd be exactly the same. So this is pretty easy, right? So a machine learning algorithm, all it's doing is predicting the probability of something occurring. And you can do all this out by hand if you wanted to, but for some problem like this, it's pretty easy to do that. But what if I change it up a little bit and I start to add in some more constraints? What if we take a die, for example, and I say, you get one roll, what's the probability that you roll a 5?
So all of the numbers, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and only one of them is a 5, right?
Exactly.
So there's 6 choices, and only one of them is what we want. So it would be 1 out of 6?
Yep, so the probability is 1 out of 6. So what if I make this a little bit harder, and I say, now you have to roll a 5, and you have to get a royal flush? Still maybe do this, but it would be a lot harder.
I think I would have to write this out.
Yeah, now what if I started adding, making it even more? Now after you roll a 5, you do a flush, you have to roll another 5, and then you have to do this all while ice skating in northern Canada.
Can we figure that out?
That one would be pretty tough. I mean, we're halfway there with our hats, though. We'd at least be warm.
Yeah, we would be warm.
But we'd be out there a long time, and we'd definitely get cold. So maybe we can use something like machine learning or computers in general to help us solve this math.
Is that possible?
Definitely is the right way to look at something like this. You can start looking at using machine learning to predict the probability when the problems get so tough and so advanced that we don't want to spend the time to do this on our own, or it's faster for the computer to do that.
Awesome.
So just remember that probability is just the number of ways an event can occur divided by the total number of possible outcomes, and that all the machine learning we're going to look at is going to give us an output of a probability of an event occurring.
So we should know that we can do it in all these complex ways, but for this we're just going to learn the basics.
Exactly. So we're just going to learn a little bit about the basics.
Can we just step back for a second though? What is data?
So data can be anything. For example, if you're looking at the Netflix that we were just talking about, an example of data for Netflix would be what movies you watched, or how many movies you watched.
And so if we just put these all in one spot, would that be a data set?
A set of data, a data set, exactly. So having multiple examples of something, so how many movies did I watch on Tuesday, how about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you start to put all those together, you're going to see it's a really large number, embarrassingly large number, but you'll also know that is a data set.
Okay, cool. So we can then analyze this data set and just like find relationships and trends like.
Exactly. So if we continue that example and let's say you saw all the movies that I watched on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you had to predict how many hours is he going to watch on Friday night, you could use that data to make a prediction on what I was going to be doing on Friday. So that would be an example of a machine learning problem.
Okay, cool. I like being a machine learningist.
Here's an example of a data set around the Titanic. If you don't know what that is, don't worry. Heather is going to show an awesome comic and go a little bit deeper into it later on in these video series. So as we see here, this table, as we call it, is actually a data set. You can see that there is, each one of these is a person, it gives information about their age, their ticket number, and then if they were actually saved or not when the Titanic went under. So we also need to learn a few other terms, namely independent and dependent variable. So I said earlier that you needed to be able to solve a problem with your machine learning model, so you need to be setting out to solve a problem. We call that problem the dependent variable. So in this case, we're going to be predicting if people were saved or not saved. So that becomes our dependent variable right there. So I've outlined that in red, and you can see it here. So now, that's a dependent variable. Now, what about independent variables? So an example of an independent variable is something that can potentially change the dependent variable. In this example, every other column is actually an independent variable. So you can see here class, name, age, ticket number, fare, they all may potentially affect that saved column. And we call all of the independent variables a feature vector.
So you're saying that whether or not they got saved is based upon, it could be based upon their age or their class, how much they paid for their ticket, and what cabin they were in?
That's my hypothesis.
Okay, so if we bring it back to what we were talking about in the last one with plants, the plant would be the dependent variable and how much it grew, and what would cause it to grow is actually the light or how much water you gave it. Those are independent?
Exactly.
Perfect.
Just like that. Machine learning problems fall into a number of classes depending on what you are trying to solve for. We've seen a bunch of examples about recommenders. We're also going to talk about classification, regression, and clustering. Some of those might be names that you're familiar with from math class, but in case you haven't gotten that far or you have no idea what we're talking about, I'm going to go and give you some more examples of other classes of problems, and then you guys are going to be able to figure this out on your own. Let's start with classification. Think about different categories. So if we were trying to predict if an animal was a cat or a dog, there's two separate options for this. They're either a cat or they're a dog. Maybe we have features like they have floppy ears, or they have a long tail, or one barks and one meows. We could take that as our features and feature set and use that to predict if it's a cat or a dog. And to do that, we would say this problem type is actually a classification of either A or B. It's either a cat or a dog.
So if we wanted to say if we're a cat or, like, if we're a cat versus a human, one thing you could look at is, do we have four legs? So you and I, we don't have four legs, so it would be more likely that we're a human, right?
Exactly. And that would be a classification. Again, think about categories. So it's A or B, or maybe even C, but it's a defined number of things that it can actually be. Regression is another machine learning class we're going to talk about. This is actually predicting a numerical value. So this could be not just A, B, or C, but it could also be anything in between. So when we're looking at problems that are regression problems, you can think of something like, how old are you based on your height? So your height can always change, and so can your age, so the number you get is not always going to fall directly into one of those buckets. Another example of a regression is actually looking at if you were trying to price a burrito or something of that nature, you could look at what is the ideal price to sell my product. That would be another regression-like problem.
But just because we're using machine learning doesn't always mean we're going to be exactly correct, right?
Exactly.
Because for the height and age example, I'm pretty short. So if someone were to look at my height, they might think I'm a 10-year-old. While we are trying to predict it, it's not always exact.
And this is where we get into that probability discussion, because you're going to get out the output of what the machine learning model thinks is correct, along with the probability of how correct does it feel it is.
So there's always the chance that you're going to be wrong.
Exactly.
But the more that we analyze and like put these categories together that are important, the higher probability it is that we'll be correct.
Yep. Now, recommenders. We have talked a lot about this, but another example you can think of is with Xbox. When you open up your Xbox and go to play a game, you can see that there are a lot of suggestions that get placed on your home screen. A lot of that is created from information and data that has been collected on you about what games do you play, how do you normally use your Xbox, and other information about you. And then we're able to choose, oh, well, maybe they'll like a drama or some type of movie or game that you've either been playing a lot in that category or you might be interested in, just given what else you've been doing. So that's recommenders. The last one we're going to talk about is clustering. Clustering is just a grouping of similar things. So an example you can think of is if we're trying to cluster fruit, and all we have in our data set is the name of the fruit and the color. So if we start to cluster that together, we'll see that a lot of the red fruits will end up together. Things like tomatoes or apples may all end up in one of a similar group on our axes.
So yellow might be banana?
Exactly.
So anything that's yellow, we would probably put it in the same category as a banana.
Yep, it would fall in that same category.
Or a lemon, I guess.
A lemon would also be there. Banana, some squashes.
Good
now
to
I'm
know.
Just getting hungry.
Maybe we'll get a Chipotle burrito.
Oh, Chipotle. So in summary, we learned a little bit about what is machine learning. We talked about probability and the problem requirements you need to solve a machine learning problem. We also learned about data science and what the difference between data science and machine learning is. And we also defined some terms. Remember independent and dependent variables. We talked through feature vectors and data sets. And then we ended with four different problem classifications. We had a classification problem, which remember is A or B. We had a regression problem, which provides us with a unbounded number. We have recommenders, which is going to provide us with recommendations. And we also had clustering, which groups everything together. So that's all we're going to cover today in this module. Next one, we're going to go ahead and dive a little bit more into the machine learning process and what's it take to actually solve a machine learning problem. So if you need a break, stretch your legs a little bit, now's a great chance to take one. Then come back and you're going to answer some questions about Chipotle and how you could price a burrito. And we'll be talking to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.